Hi, my name's John Hewson. I'm the managing director of CN Radio in the UK. We operate seven small and medium-scale licenses across the UK. And I had the privilege of being in Dan's How to Get Past the Gatekeeper session at the RAB. And I have to say that not only myself, but my team of salespeople and managers who I brought to that ranked it as within the top two sessions of the whole seminar. And it really was one of these things that it certainly wasn't same old, same old. It was new stuff that I've never heard before, and I've been in the business over 20 years. And it was extremely relevant stuff. The sort of stuff that was, how can I describe it, not just theory. It was new ideas that are very relevant, particularly about specifics about how you inflection on your voice, and it was a really enlightening session.
So you've been in the business for 20 years. Is it safe to assume that you have attended seminars or read books or articles about this general topic of getting past the gatekeeper?
Yes, I've attended many seminars about appointment making, getting past the gatekeeper, telephone techniques. This is in a different league to anything I've ever experienced.
Were there any areas that you felt were dramatically different from what you had been exposed to before?
Just the fact it was not theory, it was specifically, this is what you can say, this is the objections that you'll come across. And it was real-life scenarios rather than just classroom-type situations.
I guess my final question would be, have you had a chance to apply any of it yet?
We have, yeah, and the results are incredible. Our sales team are getting more appointments from less phone calls, and they're getting to people who they've never ever been able to get to before.
Actually, that's a good point that you raise. Not only the ability to reach people that you haven't reached before, but even for the people that in the past you have been able to reach, but it might have taken six or eight phone calls, and now doing it in one phone call or maybe two.
So they're spending much less time in the office ringing people and much more time out sitting in front of decision-making clients, which is what we'd like them to do, obviously. And they're enjoying their job more because in this business, we spend far too much time concentrating on closing and not enough time on opening. And I think one of the, we have some very well-trained salespeople who, once they get in front of people, and know exactly what they should be doing, are extremely professional, can present very well. But one of our biggest challenges is actually to get in front of these people, is open the door in the first place.
So even though these techniques are very radical compared to most techniques that are taught and very assertive, at least in the opinion of one Brit, there is not a cultural divide. In other words, these are not techniques that only would work with brash Americans. They translate.
These are techniques that would work anywhere in the world for anyone.
What were your honest expectations going into the seminar? Not what you're hoping for, but based on your experience of seminars, what were you expecting?
I was expecting it would be stuff that I'd seen before and stuff that would be good and would be useful for our managers, but it wouldn't be anything that I hadn't seen before. And I thought, I was looking, I'd heard a lot about Dan O'Day, and I was looking forward to seeing Dan, and it was more seeing Dan O'Day than actually the content that I was excited by, but actually the content that we took away from it was surprising. It wasn't what I expected. I thought it would be stuff I'd covered before and ideas that I'd seen before. And in 20 years in the business, it was all new ideas that haven't... It wasn't just... You see a lot of training that's the same old thing regurgitated by different people and reinvented in different fashions. It's quite rare to see something new and different, which this definitely was.